I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Oh God, it's good. God be with him and God bless him and our country. Yes, we can. Oh my goodness, yes, we can. Obama, Obama, Obama. Oh goodness, yes. Yes, we can.
My fellow citizens.
Listening to the speech, I had shivers down my spine. It was so great to hear someone speak with such conviction about our country and his beliefs for our great nation. One of the major themes of the speech was just the unification of our people, not just party agendas. It's the unification of the agenda of the United States, and it was just really great. And I can't wait till years down the line when I can tell my grandkids about this day and what it meant to all of us.
I'm just so excited for this moment in my lifetime. It's an honor as a Afro-Caribbean woman to see this biracial man, this black man, become president and lead our country. Early on, I was kind of skeptical just because of our history that President Obama could become president, but he has the charisma, the fortitude, the insight to gather people around him for something greater. So it became more and more real, but to actually watch it was incredible.
I do feel nervous that he'll be able to meet the expectations that people have put in front of him, and that the war will end, and that we will get out of an economic crisis, and that schools will improve, and food will be on people's tables. I do feel nervous about those things coming to fruition, but today I'm just trying to have hope that he will live up to really high expectations that people have put in front of him, and it's a hard thing to come to.
Basically, this is history. You know, it really is a time for change. And as Barack was speaking, I was just very emotional. It's amazing to see diversity and people really looking forward to something. Like, you can't see changes automatically, obviously, but everyone has hope in their eyes. It's amazing. It's powerful.
I just can't say how much it means, and to be able to see it. And my great-grandchildren, I have six, will be able to say that in their lifetime they got to see a president. And I compare President-elect Obama to my John F. Kennedy. I was in high school. To have a president that was handsome, that spoke, that talked about what we could do for our country, not what our country could do for us, and a beautiful wife, I'm just overwhelmed. Oh my goodness. Praise God. Invited this day, President Clinton, President Carter, and President-elect Obama to the White House to see.